man. Yes, he was. But he's 100% God in the flesh is who he is. He's God. You say, I don't believe that, then to hell you'll go. If you don't believe in Jesus is God, you'll burn in hell. You understand that? Jesus said, if you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. That's what Jesus said. And he always got the bad way. He always, people's always time, if he's such loving, why is there a storm? Huh? That's what's been said this past week. And here, the people ain't even got over a storm, and now here comes another. They're going to hit Florida this week. If he's such a loving God, why does it come? Why does it happen? Why does it happen? Well, if you're so smart, why don't you trust him? If you're so smart, why don't you read the Bible and figure it out? Huh? You're so great, why don't you fix the problem? Huh? You think you're so smart, why are you asking me anything? Huh? Won't you just go ahead and have it all lined out? You got all the answers. If you got all the answers, why is your life like it is this morning? Why is your life a mess? Why can't you get rid of your addictions and your problems? Why can't you live a better life? You got it all figured out. Why can't you do it? Huh? You won't believe on the one that can do it. You won't trust the one that can do it this morning. And he's able. He's able this morning. He really is. But here in Luke chapter 7, nothing's changed even since Jesus walked on this earth. Nothing's changed. People had a bad attitude toward him. I look at verse 30, it says, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are likened to children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned to you and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread or drinking wine, and ye say he hath the devil. The Son of Man, Jesus is speaking of himself here, he said, the Son of Man is come, eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all our children. I want to talk to you about verse 34 to start with this morning. It said, the Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber. But look what else he said, and what a wonderful thing to say. Behold, he's a friend of publicans and sinners. He's a friend of sinners this morning. Can I tell you this morning that he's a friend like none other? And you and me be sinners today, and he be our friend. See if we can, Terrell. Let's see if we can do it. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other man could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Oh. could take the sin, darkness from me. Oh, how much He cares for me. Every day He comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love. Blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend as kind as He. No one else could take the sin heartless from me. Tell you about my friend this morning. When I read about a friend, when I read what it means in the dictionary, it says a person with whom one is attached by affection. Someone who is esteemed and respected, loved and sought after for his company. Someone who's been reconciled after enmity. Someone who has sufficient interest to serve another. Someone who remains loyal and helpful during good times and bad times. Boy, that's a friend, ain't it? Ain't no friend like Jesus this morning. See, you're missing out if you don't know this friend. I want to introduce you to my friend this morning. I have a precious friend. Hey, he'll be your friend. He'll be the same to you that he is me. Now, I've got friends. I've got best friends, you know. I've got friends that I can call. I believe if they're available, they'll be here. But like I told you, but they may not be available because they got limitations. But he don't have no limitations. There's no bounds on Jesus this morning. And I'm telling you, that's who you need in your life today is Jesus Christ. So let's read just a little bit here or think about some things. Here we see where Jesus said that you people blame and say, well, you call me a gluttonous man and a wine bibber. You call me a friend of publicans and sinners. Listen, if you ever tell me, Mark, you just like lost people too much. Wonderful. I want to be like my Jesus. I don't care how dirty somebody is, how sorry. I don't care if they smell. I don't care what they look like, where they're from, how they act. Because I know what God can do through Jesus Christ in their life. Because He done it for me. I've not always been beautiful like I am now. I've not always been so nice and kind. I'm not. And there was a time that I was mean, and there was a time that I was unruly, and there was a time that I was, you think I'm sarcastic and smartly now, you ought to sing me before the Lord done some changing on me, huh? Are you listening to me? He made a change in my life. I didn't like me, so I know you wouldn't go like me, huh? Because I didn't like you. One time I wouldn't have liked you. At one time I wouldn't have cared for you to live to breathe. In my way, just mow you down. Huh? Maybe, they was telling me about a little Jensen. Mackenzie and Zach's little boy. He tell me the other day, he said that, you know, he's a little boy, you know. And they said that he just goes through and he don't go around the end table. He just moves them, just goes on and shoves. That's the way I live my life. And that's the way you live your life. We've always tried to bowl over and go over top of people that's trying to control us or trying to tell us different or trying to straighten us out. Every one of us, every woman, every man in this church house this morning has lived the exact same way. You've cared more about you than you have anybody else. You've worried about your needs, your desires, and like everybody else. See, it ain't just me. And you say, well, I'm not like you. Yeah, you've been like that. You probably like that about half now, huh? And you don't like people. You don't like people. You'd rather be by yourself. There's very few people that would say, I just got to have somebody with me all the time. Most time people say, I just like to be left alone, leave me alone, put me over by myself. Huh? Yeah, because you don't like people. That's why. Man, listen, I preached 3 months on love. I know what goes on around here. Huh? I mean, that's all of us. We're all like that. We get mad. We got road rage. We get mad at people in line at Walmart or the grocery store. We get mad at people at the stoplight and the stop sign. We get mad at people at work. We get mad at people at house. We get mad at people at the church. Huh? We get mad at strangers we don't know. Huh? There's even people go to church. You'll give people that Hawaiian good luck sign. The one finger sticking straight up, you know, it's because of our love toward one another. Huh? That's life. Huh? But can I tell you, you can't say nothing bad about Jesus. Anything you say bad about Jesus, you're a liar. Anything you say about Him, you don't understand the situation. Because ain't nobody like Jesus this morning. Nobody. And He's a friend. He's a friend. Let me tell you what kind of friend He is. What manner of man is He? Well, He's a friend of publicans and sinners. He's a friend of the drunkard and the dopehead. He's a friend of the addict. He's a friend of the child abuser. He's a friend of the murderer. He's a friend of the one that beats his wife and the wife that beats the husband. He's a friend to all. He's a friend to everybody. He's a friend to the thief. He's a friend to the gambler. It don't matter. He's a friend to everybody. Them old boys up there in the jail this past week, you know, they go to jail, that's where they ought to be. Yeah, well, that's probably true. Huh? The only reason we ain't there is because we never got caught. Huh? And some of y'all might have done been there anyway. So. But nevertheless, you say, well, they deserve to be there. Well, I deserve to be in hell. I don't deserve to be in the central jail. I deserve to be in jail. In hell, not jail. I deserve to be in hell this morning. Are you hearing me this morning? But He loves me and He loves you. Them old boys up there, when Tim gave them the scripture and told them about Jesus and preached to them there Tuesday night in the jailhouse, when them 13 men come to Jesus, you know they couldn't change their situation. They couldn't change their location. They couldn't change nothing about themselves. Huh? They were still in orange coveralls and them little slip-on shoes. They come in and they couldn't change a thing about them. But oh, when they trusted Jesus, He worked on the inside and they found a friend. Like no other can I tell you, it's because the friend I'm telling you about loves sinners. It don't say He loves saints. It says He loves sinners. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the unrighteous. He didn't come for the holy. He came for the unholy. He didn't come for the ones who was good. He came for the ones who were rotten. And He's a friend of sinners this morning. I'm glad. You say, well, Mark, what about now? Listen, I'm saved. He's washed me clean. He justified me. But I'm still a sinner. Hey, I'm thanking Him, and He still loves sinners this morning. That's what kind of man He is. Now, the definition I told you about a friend, it says the person with whom one is attached by affection. Can I tell you, He's attached to me by affection? He loves me. Huh? He's not just a friend, but see, a friend loves. Huh? Do you have any friends? Hey, Dave, you got any friends? Yeah. You got one, ain't you? That's why they always tell me I'm his only friend. But a friend loves at all times. You love me, David. I love you. Good times and bad. Don't mind. That's a friend. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. A friend that'll lay down his life for someone. Friends. If you say, well, I got a couple like that. Let me tell you, if you've got one or two like that, then you are rich. But if you've got Jesus, it don't matter what anybody else has got or will do. Then you are more than a millionaire this morning. That's what the old choir song, thank God I'm a millionaire. I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire. That's me this morning. I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire. Because I got a friend. I got a friend. And how do I know? How do I know that he loves me? Well, the Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us. His love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Can I tell you, that's how I know. Nobody just goes up and dies for somebody unless they care. He cares for you this morning. That he died in your place. He died as you. Are you hearing me? He took your sin, became sin for you, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. That's what the Bible says. Are you listening to me this morning? He loves you the way you are. Does it matter to him? Yes. You're lost. He's not going to send you to hell because you're good or bad. You're on your way to hell now because you're horrible. And he come to save you from where you're headed. He come to stop that. There's no other cure but Jesus Christ. There is no other cure. Are you listening to me this morning? I've been trying to tell you about my friend. Says he's attached by affection. And then it goes on and says that someone who is esteemed and respected, loved. Wait a minute. My feeling toward him, he's highly esteemed. There ain't nobody like him. He's worth loving. Can anybody agree? Can anybody say amen there? The Lord's worth loving. But wait a minute. That's if he's my friend. But the scripture says that I'm his friend. Wait a minute. That don't make sense. That means he sees me respected. He sees me highly esteemed. In my lowest state. In my lowest state as a sinner. He looks beyond and what I can be through him and loves me highly esteemed and favored this morning. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? He loves us as a sinner. We're a sinner. And he loves us like we ain't. Are you hearing that this morning? He loves me though I'm a sinner, but he loves me like I ain't. He loves me like I'm all right. I don't know if you can beat that this morning. We still okay? And there's something here when I look at the definition of a sinner. When I look at the definition of a friend, rather not a sinner. It says one who's loved and sought after for company. Wait a minute. I understand. Hey, you're my friend, Jesus. I want to seek after you and learn about you, and I want to be where you're at. Well, that would be common sense, wouldn't it? Would that be common sense? Talk to me this morning. Wait a minute. I'm his friend. That means he'll seek me. For not does the Bible not say in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man is coming to seek and to save that which was lost. Does not the Bible say in John 12 that I will draw all men? He's after it. He wants our company. Wait a minute. I ought to want his company. That makes sense. But he wants my company. He wants your company. Wait a minute. He knows you. He knows your life. He knows all about you. And he says, I want to be with you. I want to be with you. To me, that makes no sense. To me, it makes no sense at all. But can I tell you, that's what makes it so great. That is so true. That he wants to be with me. That's a friend. That's a friend this morning. Huh? Attached by affection. Huh? Esteemed and respected. Huh? Loved and sought out for his company. Now this is a wonderful meaning when I look up the word friend. Someone who is reconciled after enmity. Wait a minute. He's my friend. I'm his friend. I'm his friend who's blasphemed and cursed and all manner of things in my life has been against God and against his way, against his book. Yet he reconciled me. How? He reconciled me by the death of the cross. By his death on the cross, by the blood of his cross, by dying in my place. He fixed it that me and him could be together. And though I was an enemy, he made it to where we're friends. I want to tell you about my friend this morning. My friend Jesus. That's who you need this morning. Listen, Mark will fail you. The preacher will fail you. You know, there's a lot of people in town don't even know my name. They know this preacher. I'll fail them. But Jesus will never fail you this morning. He will never let you down. You say, yeah, he didn't. No, he didn't. You're mistaken. He has never, ever let you down. Huh? You may not understand, but he's never let you down. He can't. It's impossible. He can't fail this morning. Then I look on this meaning that says, not only attached by affection, not only esteemed and respected, not only loved and sought after for company, not only someone who's reconciled after enmity, but somebody who's interested in serving me. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I ought to serve him. He's God. I ought to serve him. But wait a minute, that just if he's my friend. But he said he was a friend of sinners. That's why the scripture says, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. He didn't come to be served, he came to serve. And can I tell you this morning, he'll serve us. And he does. Does not he give us? What has he given you? Well, look at you. He's given you the clothes you got. He's given you shoes on your feet. He gives you the vehicle you come in. He gives you the house you live in. He's given you your food. He's given you breath. He lets you walk on his dirt. Huh? You know, it belongs to him, you know. And he lets you live on his dirt. Huh? He lets you breathe his air. You know you ain't got any, don't you? You know you ain't got no air. You know the Lord breathes air in you, and you got a little bit of air, you got some blood, you know your blood ain't even yours. He give it to you to run through your old skeleton. He did. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm just trying to tell you about my friend. They ain't nobody better than my friend this morning. Someone who's reconciled after enmity, one who's interested in serving me, huh? How about someone who remains loyal and helpful in the good times and the bad times? Has he been loyal in the good times this morning? Well, sure, he's loyal in the good times. But has he been loyal in the bad? Yeah. I'm here to tell you this morning, he's been loyal in the bad times. Are you hearing me this morning? Are you believing me this morning? He's been loyal in the bad times. He's been loyal when my heart's been broken in pieces. He's been loyal when my mind was not working. Huh? I don't tell a lot of people. I've told it years ago, several years ago. There was a time that I stepped away from the pulpit, you remember, the fall of 2012. And I wasn't able to preach to you from October till December. I'm not able to help you. I was in the deepest hole that ever I was in my life. And every morning, Cheryl Ann would go to work and I'd go back in the bedroom and I'd pull the shutters, close the door and reach in the drawer and pull out two 357 Magnum pistols and I'd unload them on the bed and I'd put them to my head and I would snap them over and over and over to where I would practice to where I would never flinch. I was in such a hole. Thought I was all alone. And I practiced till I could snap both pistols at the same time and never blink an eye. And I'd load them, I'd put them back in the drawer. The next day I'd do the same, and the next day I'd do the same, day after day. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Oh, but they was the loyal one. Oh, I'm here to tell you, he's been there in the good times. I'm here to tell you, he's been there when everything was perfect and everybody was perfect and the health was good and people was good and circumstance was good. Everything was good. But I'm telling you this morning, he's there when things are bad. I've never been in a hole like I was then. Never. Never. You say, well, how did you get out? I said, well, Mark, you can't live like this. And all I did was lean on the one who had never left me nor forsook me. Y'all didn't know. Y'all just knew I was having issues. Cheryl didn't know what I'd done. They have never said a word. Didn't understand the whole. I was sitting at the table and trying to read my Bible. And all I could do was weep as I read. And I couldn't get a word from God. I couldn't get a light from God. I'd read it and I'd believe it. That's when I was numb. Oh, but I'm telling you here this morning that there is still one that's sticking closer than a brother. Oh, there's one that'll hug you up tight and whisper, I love you and I care and I'm able to help you, and I'm here to tell you this morning, ain't no better friend than my friend Jesus today. No better friend. When I started back in 2013 in January, the first Sunday of the month, when I started back preaching, they ain't no looking back no more. They no need them holes. Oh, there's holes there. I've told people before, every day I gotta back out of that hole like a groundhog. I back out of that hole. And I go again. Why? Because I have a loyal friend. Loyal friend. Are you hearing me today? This will tell you about my friend. This will tell you about my friend. That's helped me in the good times. Well, tell you about my friend that's helped me in the bad times. That's why when things come down, people say, you're so strong. No, no, he, my friend, is the one that's strong. I ain't nothing. Oh, but I got a friend. Let me tell you this morning, I got a friend that cleanses me from sin, that walks with me every day, that does supply my need, that does speak peace to my heart and peace to my mind. He does walk with me every day. I'm telling you this morning, as I got Jesus, and that is enough. That's enough for me. I don't need nobody else. I've got Jesus this morning. He's my friend. And you ain't got him, you need him. You need him. Now, I hope you don't feel hard toward me because I've had issues. We all got issues. I ain't no holier than you are. But I got a friend. I got a friend this morning that keeps me a-going. There's days I don't feel like going, but I go. You know why? Because I got a friend. Got a friend. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Come on, let's go. I said, I don't want to go. I want to stay there. Well, let's stay with you then. That's the kind of friend he is, you know. Huh? I got a need. I got needs in my heart. He said, well, what can I help you with here? I've got what you need. And he gets in his little bag and he says, here. Huh? Anything that I need. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm trying to tell you about my friend. Y'all know him? Huh? Are y'all sure y'all know the same one? Huh? Huh? Man, he's real to me. I'm not crazy. Huh? I'm not on some kind of drug or something. I'm not hallucinating. I got a friend. I got a friend. And I'm telling you, he'll be the same friend to you. Huh? Y'all still okay? Let's read a little bit and I'm going to quit. Cheryl, you can go on the piano if you want to. See, he's been faithful. John Jonathan sung last Sunday that he's been faithful and he will again. Do y'all remember the words to that he sung last week? Huh? He's been faithful. That was one of the lines in the song. He's been faithful and he will again. Because he's faithful. He will, he has been, and he will be. He is. He's faithful. He's faithful. But let me tell you what else goes on there. Let's look here in Luke chapter 7. We're talking about a friend. Everybody still with me? We're talking about a friend. Verse 36 says this. We're in Luke chapter 7. It says, one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Got any sinners in here? Behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears. And then wiped them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Huh? When I read that, you know, verse 37 says she was a sinner. You know, she knew she was a sinner. He knew she was a sinner. And everybody else knew she was a sinner. Do you know that? They all knew she was a sinner. And she was in there with Jesus. Huh? Can I tell you this morning, on your best day, you're a sinner. On your best, when you're doing it all right down the pipe like you're supposed to, you're a sinner. You're a sinner. But you know what? You're welcome where Jesus is. Though you be a sinner, you're welcome where Jesus is. Because it says here that she went in there. She didn't say nothing. See, when I come to Jesus, I can't say nothing. I have nothing to say. I am what I am. I don't know about you. Ain't no need to be putting on no show for the Lord. Because I'm just a sinner. Are you hearing me this morning? It says she didn't say nothing. It says she stood at his feet behind him weeping. Began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Verse 39, the attitude's always there. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, we have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. There's always somebody that says you don't belong. Amen. There's always somebody that'll say, you ain't no account. You don't need to be going to church. You don't need to be up there with that bunch. No, you're too filthy. You're too dirty. Yeah. You just let them think what they would. Because Jesus don't feel like that this morning. Are you hearing me? If you ever feel like that towards somebody, you just be a Pharisee. That's just a righteous, that's just a self-righteous lost person. That's what a Pharisee is. A self-righteous lost person. Be careful. We still okay. Huh? Verse 40 says, "And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he says, Master, say on." So, listen to me now. Verse 41 through 43, wonderful passage. So there was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And we had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. See, he forgives the drunkard and he forgives the one who's never drank a drop. Me and John Johnson, and John don't care me saying this, John drank his share of Fett County, several other counties. I've never drank a drop. Never tasted it. And he saved John in 1976 on an Easter Sunday morning. And he saved me on a Sunday morning in 1973 just the same. Huh? Are you listening to me? Y'all catch that, didn't you? It says here, it said they was two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. See, you may owe a lot and you may not owe as much, but you still owe. Are you hearing me? You may owe a lot. You may be the worst, most trifling, sorry, no account, reprobate, dirty, rotten, scoundrel, lying, thieving, blaspheming, drunkard, adulterous, gambling sinner that ever hit the country. And you may be so sanctimonious that you think your nose is just stuck up in the air. If it rains very much, you drown. Huh? But you owe just the same. You still owe. You still owe. And I love this. You ought to mark it in your Bible. It says that when they had nothing to pay, you have nothing. Hear me, you have nothing to pay. He frankly forgave them both. That's a wonderful five words right there. He frankly forgave them both. He forgives the big sinner or the little sinner because they all owe. We're the only ones that puts a measurement on it. The Lord just looks at us as sinners. Are you listening to me this morning? And then it goes on. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Huh? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast judged, rightly judged, thou hast rightly judged. Do you love him this morning? What did he forgive you of? Listen to me this morning. What did he forgive me of? I was a little boy. I wasn't out running places I had no business running. I didn't even know dirty words to say. Never drank. I wasn't running around doing the things the world does. But yet I didn't believe. And the Bible says that if I offend in one place, that I'm guilty of all. So when I knelt down a lost boy, I was just as guilty as the biggest drunkard, the biggest whoremonger or harlot, the biggest blasphemer or thief, the biggest gambler, abuser. I was as guilty because the Bible says if I offend in one place, I'm guilty of all. See, don't get on no self-righteous act and think that you're better than somebody because you ain't. And it says here, well, who would love him more? I know what I'm forgiven of. I know what I'm forgiven of since that glorious night he saved my soul. Huh? Are you hearing me this morning? I would like to tell you what I think of Jesus. For I find in him a friend so kind and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He has done something for me that nobody else could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Oh, I love him this morning. And you ought to love him. If you think about what he's done for you, you do love him. Now let's look on. And he turned to the woman and said, in verse 44, she was, he said to Simon, "See thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears. Wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." What a friend. We want to stand right now. And I'm not going to give you no high-pressure invitation. I'm going to ask you just to look this way. And I'm going to ask you, do you know this friend that I've talked about this morning? Do you know Jesus? Do you know him as your Savior this morning? He's not just a name in a book or not just some name in an oath of somebody blaspheming. But do you know him? Has he changed your life completely? Would you trust him today? Teddy, you come. Get a song there. And we're just going to just sing softly. And if you feel like the Lord's pulling on you and drawing you, won't you come? And let me take this wonderful Bible, or Brother Rick, or Dennis, or Miss Kim, one of these ladies. You're a woman, you come, we'll have one of these ladies introduce you to this friend I've been talking about. If you're a man, Brother Rick or Brother Dennis, they'll gladly take this Bible and introduce you to the friend. You say, why Bible? Well, I can't introduce you no other way but through this Bible. Are you saved this morning? Whenever you get it, Teddy, say.
Page 369.
Are you saved this morning? It's friend day. Try to tell you about my friend. Try to tell you about my best friend who loves me unconditionally. Who'll take me to like I am. How about you? What a friend. How about you? Won't you come and trust Christ?
What a privilege.
after church is over, I'll be here after everybody's gone. Be glad to talk with you. Want to talk about my friend? I'll talk to you about my friend this morning. There ain't nobody like Jesus. Have a good day. We'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock. Come back here for your first time. Come back, would you? Love that.